Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded live on March 29th, 2018. I'm on your host, Joel Rinke. I'm also joined by Adam Seckley.
Hello.
Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
And that's it. That's everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Not forgetting anyone at
yes,
all.
Yes, not at all.
No.
At all.
Just another show.
Yeah, yeah.
Another
new graphics.
Weeks later.
New show, three
new
weeks
graphics,
later.
New 3 weeks later.
Everyone's here, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's here.
Yep, Mitch couldn't make it this week. He had things coming up, which for us will also happen in the following couple weeks as well.
Yes, so unfortunately, it's going to be another 3 weeks after this one.
The show is just every 3 weeks now.
I know, it's supposed to be fortnightly, but it's just become three weekly.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles.
How are we all doing, though, by the way?
I'm doing well.
Especially you, because like, yeah. we see everyone at uni. And
yeah.
Then,
I'm just the weird guy.
You just hit up it once every 3 weeks.
The weird guy that won't leave. You know, oh, what's he doing here?
Yeah. 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 I'm glad that you have that title and not me.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you are. I bet you are.
Remember, if you are listening live and you can't stick around for the full show, you can pick up where you left off on the following Monday on our iTunes, Wooshka, and YouTube page. Links to which can be found on Facebook page at facebook.com/replayau. Coming up on the show, we will be talking about Sea of Thieves, Logan Paul and PUBG.
It's all relevant, I swear.
Yeah. But first, what have we been playing this week, guys?
Jordan, you want to go?
Yeah, we'll start with Jordan.
Okay, all right. Well, what I've been playing the last 3 weeks, I guess.
Yes.
I picked up Doom was on sale on the Nintendo Switch store. So I picked that up for $50.
$50?
Yeah, it is. You can get it a lot cheaper in other places for other platforms, but in terms of Switch, that's the cheapest it's been yet, as far as I know. So I was like, yeah, I'll pick that up, because I've always wanted to play it, but I just, when I play on consoles and on PC and stuff, I just get distracted by friends signing online and stuff, and you never play single player at home. It's just too hard. So I bought that on the Switch, so that way when I'm not at home and I want to play something, I play Doom. But yeah, so I've been playing Doom, Battlefield 1, actually, swinging back into that.
Battlefield
I don't know if I
said 1.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought the premium for that. Did I say this last show? I can't remember.
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Did you?
I don't know. I can't remember how long I've been playing Battlefield 1 for again now. But that's all that jumps out at me right now.
Yeah.
That's it, I think.
Two games.
Well,
every 3 weeks.
There's other ones that I want to talk about later in the show.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll bring them up when the time comes.
All right.
I think.
Yeah. We'll jump to you, Adam, now.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much League of Legends, same as always. With one little game added in.
Oh my goodness.
Assassin's Creed.
All right. Nice.
Oh yes, I installed Assassin's Creed again. So I started playing that finally.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, continue, Adam.
So the DLC, the second DLC, was added. So it had to do with, you know, like pharaohs and sort of, the underworld, and that sort of stuff.
I saw the trailer of that, like
it looked pretty good.
The Anubis head, and I saw like a giant scorpion type of thing.
So it's very sort of, they could do anything they wanted really, because it's all sort of like imaginary.
Egyptian mythology.
Egyptian, yeah. So they sort of, increased the level cap, added some more skills. I completed it, but it was sort of only maybe 10 hours, 15 hours.
Yeah.
What's
standard for most DLCs?
So for $20, so I guess it depends what your thoughts are on DLC. But I don't know, it wasn't too bad because it was definitely lacking content after you sort of finish the main game and start completing everything.
Yeah.
But apart from that, just League of Legends, and that's about it. What about you, Joel?
Well, I have 3 games for you to talk about.
Okay.
The first one is Far Cry.
Far Cry 5. I purchased this last night, but I haven't had a chance to either install or play it yet.
Yep.
So I'm excited to play it. I've heard really good things about it. And yes, so I'm. Have you played it yet?
Yeah, I have. I have. I've played a fair few hours, more or less. Mm-hmm. And the game is exactly as you would think of what Far Cry is.
Yeah.
You've got a deranged cult. So you've got the villain, but then you've got the over-the-top. What on earth is happening right now in this game?
Yes.
Like, it's Far Cry. Do you know what the jet skis are called in that game?
No.
The Motorcycle 69,000.
I saw that on Reddit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Motorcycle. Even 69 is just, why that number?
I did a mission before I came here, and the mission was called, I had to do something for a testy festival.
Mm-hmm.
Need I say more?
Yes. Yeah.
So the game is just, it's fun, it's over the top, and it's co-op as well. So that's the main thing.
That's the way I'm intending to play it, because me and my mate, we bought this last night at the same time. And we're like, all right, I can't play it until next week. He's like, all right, screw you. I'm starting without you. That's generally how these co-op things go.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to play this with my friend. It's going to be awesome. And then, just life gets in the way.
The one thing about with the co-op is the progress isn't saved when you join a friend's game. So, like, story-wise. So, right, if he plays the game, say, halfway, and he joins you.
Yeah.
Or if you join him, nothing will be changed. Just levels and like skills and stuff.
Right.
So the story won't advance in any way at all, no matter who you join. If you know what I mean? Like, if you go back to your single player game.
Oh, like the progression. So if I help his game, but he doesn't help my game.
Yes.
If I join him.
Yes.
And vice versa.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one thing.
Right. So you got to play the game twice.
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
It really depends.
Yeah.
Cause like if you join a friend's game, you gain the skills, you gain levels, weapons, you gain everything. So when you jump back to yours, you're more or less a higher level in a lower type of area.
Okay. So there's no sort of auto scaling option or anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I think there kind of is when you try and take over like an outpost.
Yeah.
There'll be more enemies. There'll be stronger enemies.
Yeah.
I think there's kind of like a level railing, like scaling there.
Okay.
But I have no idea. The second one is A Way Out. The co-op game that was shown at E3, that prison style that's always split screen.
Yep.
Yes, I played that.
I'm excited for that because it's $40 on Origin, but if you know who you're going to play it with, you can tee it up $20 each, and because you can give it the code to a friend and they can play it for free.
Oh, okay.
So that I reckon that's really smart.
They don't even need the code. You just hit the Game Pass, like the free Game Pass, and they just play.
Can I get a month free of Game Pass? Do I get a month trial?
It's if I buy it. So I bought it, how it worked. I bought the game $40.
Yeah.
My friend could just click on the friend pass on the game part, and he would play for free. You don't need anything else. It's just a free game for your second friend.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
One game. That was the selling point.
Yeah. It's very cool. I've heard that it's short though.
Yeah,
I don't know if you finished it yet.
Yeah, we finished it.
Yeah, but like it's $20 each. Like, come on! Like, I think for such a unique kind of game, it's still going to be worth.
I loved it so much because it is teamwork. And you got to solve puzzles and stuff.
Yep.
But my mate and I, we are so competitive.
Oh.
And they give you competitive options.
Oh,
to the point where
that's bad. Whenever you're playing with Joel, competitive options are a bad idea.
Same with my mates. It's a rhythm game. You have three buttons you have to press. So, like, you have to play banjo, you have to play piano. And we literally spent probably about 3 hours trying to beat who would, like, get better and better. I would beat him, I would talk smack, he would beat me, he would talk smack, it would just go back and forth.
Oh, God.
3 hours we were on that one part.
Just playing banjos.
Just playing banjos.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. I really want to play that now.
But the game is, like, it had a lot of cliches and... The ending, my jaw dropped. Same with him. It was a great ending.
Oh, okay. That's
so cool. Highly recommend A Way Out.
Where's it fit into Jordan's Triangle? This would be easy fit if it's cheap, isn't it?
Cheap, good, and fun. Like, what? How did...
The triangle doesn't work.
It's the trifecta. It's sitting right smack bang in the middle. That's where it is.
It's just the triangle.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've figured this out. Okay. So, there's a triangle. It doesn't have to fit in between two. It's more so... Where does it sit in the center? So, Way Out hits... Center is a sweet spot.
Yep.
So, let's say Way Out is... I haven't played it, so I can't say for sure that it hits that sweet spot.
Yep.
But let's say something like Battlefield 1, for example. Expensive. Looks really nice. And it's fun. So, it kind of drifts more towards the expensive and fun. No, the looks nice and fun side of the... Oh, man, I can't figure this thing out.
So it's almost like a point system. So say you have 100
points.
It looks
like a stat meter, more or less.
So that way, you can put like 30 into, cheap, you know, 50 into, looks good, and then, you know, 20 for fun.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll figure it out one day.
That sounds it. I recommend it. Definitely play it.
Okay, awesome.
And the last one is Sea of Thieves.
Ooh.
The very best one that I was hyped for.
Everyone was very hyped
for this. I pre-ordered it. I paid that full price in hopes it'll go well.
What full price? The $60?
No.
$100.
$100. Oh. To be fair, I did spend $100 on Far Cry. Because I was like, get me the gold edition. Get me all the cool stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So the only thing I've seen on Reddit is that people are saying it's the second coming of No Man's Sky. How accurate is that?
If you had asked me a week ago, when we were supposed to do our replay podcast, then I would have said, no way. Mm. This game is great. It is spot on. I love it so much.
There's just so many throwbacks here.
Yep.
If you go to our second ever episode of the Replay Podcast, it was the week that No Man's Sky came out, and Joel was so hyped. He was like, yeah, this game is amazing. It's the best thing. Listen a week later, and then you hear the real thoughts come out.
And then the following, like, 6 to 10 weeks later was like, No Man's Sky is kind of crap, guys.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky was brought up every single week after following that.
Yeah, that was the microtransactions of 2016.
Yeah.
It was. It really was.
So do you want me to give my thoughts to Sea of Thieves, or shall we jump straight into it?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's hear what you think of Sea of Thieves, Joel. The honest truth.
Yes. Progression system, not there. It's still a fun game, though. That's the thing. The PvE aspect of the game was nice. I didn't mind doing missions, but it gets really repetitive. Because the only goal you get out of it is gold.
Yep.
Then the only thing you can spend gold on is cosmetics. Okay. That's it.
So you can't even buy, like, better
weapons? There's no, like, shovel that makes you dig faster or light that land. There's nothing. There's nothing advantage about anything.
Well, if they did introduce that, then that would be pay to win, wouldn't they?
But there's nothing to pay to win in the game.
There is going to be.
There will be, but they're only bringing in more cosmetics. So the gold you're earning in now, you can spend it on more cosmetics.
Yeah.
Would you be okay if there's two different currencies? So, like, you know, if you wanted a better shovel, the only way you could get a better shovel was by earning it in-game. Would you be okay with that?
See, I'd prefer any way to have, like, anything that was better than just cosmetics.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you have a shovel or you can buy cosmetics for your mug or something.
Yeah.
You only see it for a split second where you're just using it once or twice.
Yeah.
In the real heat of the action, you're using weapons to fight other players or like monsters and stuff, like skeletons.
Yeah.
So those shovel or like lantern or anything like that, you don't see it too often. But it's just cosmetics that you can spend. You can spend gold and put things into that.
Okay.
See, this is where the microtransactions argument is getting really confusing to me, because we always say, like, microtransactions should be cosmetic only.
Yeah.
And that's it. And now we've got a game that has that, and now everyone's like, there's nothing here. We can't achieve anything in this game.
But I think other games have something to progress in. I think that's what Joel's saying. You know, you can buy, you know, if they did it well, you could buy, you know, a better gun with gold, or, you know, like, upgrade your stats or something to progress to.
That's the thing, because the only progression is just cosmetics, which... Even saying that, there's very little cosmetics in doing that.
Are they adding more, like, slowly over time?
They are. The first official update they say we're going to do, which is 3 months away from the release, which is far too long.
Yep.
And the first actual update is just to add microtransactions and add more cosmetics.
Hmm.
But aside from that, the PvP actual aspect, like, of the game is great. Absolutely amazing. The mates I play with, they are, like... three bloodthirsty guys who, if they see one ship, they're like, let's go for it. Just that. We don't care about this mission. We're going for that ship. Hunt it down.
Is it always like 4v4?
No. So there's two ships. There's a galleon and there's a sloop.
Yep.
The sloop, you can have a maximum of two. Yep. So when you see a sloop, it's either one or two people. If it's a galleon, you have four.
Okay.
So if you see a sloop...
And you're a four.
Easy.
Fun time. Not easy. That's the thing.
No?
It's not easy.
There have been many times where sloops have... They're easier to maneuver. They can, like, catch a plane easier. They can, like, move around.
So,
like,
if I practice this game in a duo, and get really good at it, would it be pretty easy for me to get down these four man ships?
You can challenge yourself, I suppose. Okay. There's like exploding kegs, which if you swim across to the galleon, put the keg in their ship, they die, they drown, they blow up.
Right.
You sloops
can do like a covert operation.
Yeah.
Right.
Very stealthy, very sneaky.
Yeah.
There's a few times where I've snuck onto enemy ships. I've just hit at the back and like try and waited for them to like get loot.
It does sound fun.
Throw their loot overboard when they do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the PvP like of the game is great.
Yeah.
But the PvE is what is lacking because there's no rewards. There's no challenge. There's no quests that really advance from what you do.
Yeah.
So are you always in a PvP world or you can, so you can't even go like offline and like just loot by yourself?
Always in a PvP world.
Okay.
I think there is always...
Do you get anything for destroying, like for killing the enemies?
Just whatever loot is on them.
Okay, so whatever's on the ship at that
if they have chests, if they have skulls, you get their loot if you sink it.
Okay.
But,
the loot doesn't give you anything.
You don't get like extra gold, you don't get any cosmetic things or achievements. You just
so don't go to the toilet when you got a chest on your ship.
No. Oh heavens no. Like you get if you play the game, you get pretty antsy if you have like for me probably maybe 4 or 5 like good items on your ship.
Yeah,
you get someone's coming.
Yeah, you're like, oh god, I don't want to lose this. But there's people on Reddit who have like who are going for like the world record of chests, and they have 120 on board their ship.
Oh wow!
So how do you just how do you go through the entire game like that?
Yeah.
But the biggest thing issue with Sea of Thieves is like Reddit. There are so many people and fans that are saying it is the No Man's Sky.
Yep.
Next No Man's Sky.
Wow.
Which in some part is
At least you can there's a multiplayer aspect to this game.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Not just floating little ghosts.
They did say everything they said that was gonna be in the game is in the game.
Yes.
The only issue is there's not much content in the game. Mm. It's just lacking. If you want to play with friends and hunt down other ships, that's the game. That's how you play the game.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't an issue before the game came out. Everyone knew what was going to be in the game.
Yeah. There was a whole lot of alphas and betas and
like
server tests and
so
everyone knew. It's just
it's like they were suddenly expecting more when the game was officially released, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would they have to do to make you, I guess, sort of get back into it? What would you like to see added?
Just more to, like, more of a progression system.
Yeah.
So rather than just earning gold and spending on cosmetics, I'd like to, I don't know,
more weapons or something. Because I heard there's only like 3 or 4 weapons in the.
Yeah, game. Yeah. There are only 3 weapons. It's like it's you've got the pistol, the shotgun, and the sniper, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you can spend gold to change the color of your pistol, shotgun, and sniper.
Cool.
That's it. So, adding more to the game would be great.
Would you like, say, like a level system or not really? Just more sort of weapons and...
The level system is there. The factions is what you do. So, you do the quests to increase your faction levels.
Yep.
And the highest you can go is 50. And the thing is, when you reach 50 in each faction, you unlock legendary pirate status.
Yep.
And apparently, when you reach that status, you unlock a new exclusive ship that is only 2 legendary pirates.
Yep. So is there one for each faction?
Like
a new different
apparently
ship?
I'm told you got to get 50 in each one.
Okay.
Which even then in itself is just a challenge.
So what level are you in your factions?
I think I stopped at 28, 31, and then 20.
Okay. So how many hours have you put in, do you think, game time?
I wouldn't know about hours, but a fair few. I'd say, fair few game hours.
Mm.
Does it get harder to level up as you get higher as well?
Yeah. So it gets harder? But the rewards stay the same. That's the other issue.
Hmm.
So if you do a treasure hunting mission, we have to find chests with X marks the spot.
Yep.
So you get 4 on an island. You'll still have the same chance of getting something rare as you would get the same chance of getting something that's low.
Hmm.
So it's not, like I said, the progression is kind of, it's just here you go, here you are. There's nothing else to advance from it.
Yeah. So you get very stale very quickly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I've moved on to the other 2 games, which were Far Cry and A Way Out.
Yeah, well, what Joel's saying is pretty much ringing true with a lot of people's reviews at this stage. No Man's Sky of 2018 is a very, very common comment. So lack of content, extremely repetitive, limited progression, and dodgy launch. Did you have any server issues on the first day?
See, no, because I launched it at... like the Australian time, which is like 11 o'clock the night before.
Right.
So I launched it then.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any server issues at all.
Because the people who got in first, they left them with access. But anyone who purchased it a bit later. I think they're locked out for a little bit.
I think once the Americans came in, that's when the whole server issue happens. People who had it early, it was smooth sailing.
Yeah.
When I first joined, I was the only one in the...
smooth sailing.
I was the only one in the server. I didn't see anyone. It was just all fine. But once the Americans came in, oof. It hit the fan.
As always, the bloody Americans. Oh, God. So... do you think this is like a classic example of partially finished game releasing before it's done?
The other like comments that people are saying, it's a pre-released game in disguise.
Yeah.
That's the
'cause I was actually thought, oh, I thought it was actually going into like open pre-release kind of thing, like PUBG was for a bit, where anyone could get it, but it was still like early access kind of thing. But I didn't realize this was their actual launch.
Maybe they just thought that it was really good. And they're like, oh yeah, they'll love this. There's heaps of content in this.
Well, it was that's what people thought. Well, I guess at the very start, that's what they thought.
Yeah.
And so the game's only limited to your imagination, I guess.
Yeah.
And you could play it for hours if it's really what you enjoy doing.
If you've got friends and if you've got a crew, you can play for hours because you just have fun. I think the first time I played with a couple of my mates, I just started talking like a pirate probably the first hour or two, just sticking to it like, yarr, hoist the sails.
Did they get annoyed at that very quickly?
No,
they would have been joining in.
They would have been joining in.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, Captain. When SpongeBob, I don't know.
I would like to say with that, though, the game is technically free.
Technically free? You said this to me before the show, and it confused the hell out of me.
I don't know why you're not playing it, or why you're not playing it.
How? It's $60. Oh, okay. You're saying with Xbox Games Pass.
Correct. You can get a free month, 14-day trial of Xbox Game Pass to play Sea of Thieves, which is a part of it, for 14 days.
Can I play it on my PC still on Xbox Game Pass?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you haven't paid for a way out. You haven't paid for a Sea of Thieves.
Actually, no, I did. I paid for Sea of Thieves, $100 full price. I was the one who didn't pay for a way out. My mate was like, no, I'm not paying. But he just wanted to play. So, yeah.
Bloody scab.
I know, right? Mates, right? Yeah.
Call him out.
You're giggling like, it's like, yeah, I do that.
Yep.
Yeah. See, me and my mate were really like, okay, so what we're going to do, one of us will buy it and the other one will give the other guy $20.
I wish my mate was like that.
That was just the logical conclusion we came to. And but yeah, I don't know. Some people... she escapes.
No. 14 days of Sea of Thieves, you can give it a go.
Yeah.
And get your thoughts on it.
That might be worth it, actually.
That's what my friends are saying, that it's just worth 14 days.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, it's nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so they're going for that game as service model, I guess. Do you think this is pushing it a bit too far?
Game of service. Do you mean as in like the constant updates over like...
yeah, the constant updates over time.
I think they would do well, but the issue is they've released a game that has little content.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to release content into the game. I think they might lose viewers and players because of this release.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about too, is by the time they get up to a good standard and say, I want to play this game in a year when there's heaps of stuff happening in it by then, hopefully.
Flashbacks to Destiny.
Yeah, yeah. And then if I get in on the game, then are all the players going to be gone?
Yeah.
Or are they going to be too far progressed for me to stand a chance?
Yeah.
Or something like that. So it's risky.
It is.
You have to either carry it on from the, like, fight through the rubbish start and then get into the good stuff, or jump in late and get slaughtered.
Didn't they say they were going to support this game for 10 years? Or am I thinking of something else?
They did
say that they were hoping that in like 1 or 2 or 3 years, the game will be different.
Yeah.
Maybe in 5 to 10 years, it'll be much like that.
Yeah.
So they did say maybe 10 years will be their full length.
A lot of companies seem to be hopping on sort of the bandwagon of, oh yeah, we're going to support this for 10 years. You're going to enjoy this game for 10 years. And it's...
well, who wants to buy a game? It's like, yeah, we're gonna give you this game and not support you for like ever.
The only game I can really think of is sort of like either like Diablo or WoW that sort of like lasted more than 10 years.
I think GTA. Because that game's...
that'd
like,
be coming up.
It's been out for, what, 4 or 5 years? And they just keep releasing content for multiplayer.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see what happens when Red Dead comes out. And if that...
microtransactions, Red Dead.
Yeah, I know, but GTA does the same thing, but they're still going pretty well.
That means Red Dead's guaranteed microtransactions.
Yep.
Which that's what I'm very upset with. You like pay money to get a faster horse that's faster than every horse in the game.
It'd be like a golden horse or something.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Always catching you. You can't get away.
No, yeah. It'll be very similar. Just give up. It'll be very similar to GTA where there's a single player story. The single player and the multiplayer should be two separate things.
Yeah.
I don't think any multiplayer stuff's going to go into single player. Any single player stuff's going to go into multiplayer.
True. Just like the GTA aspect itself, like everything else.
Yeah. So in a multiplayer-only environment, I don't like the idea of lots of microtransactions, but just some, I guess. People want to get money fast, and they're willing to spend the money.
Mm.
But as long as they've got a way in-game to earn a lot of money as well.
They should just keep it like the classic Red Dead Redemption, where you earn levels in multiplayer, and the better your level, the better your gear you would get in the game. So I think when I played Red Dead Redemption, I played the multiplayer very late.
Yep.
And people were riding zebras, and they were going really fast.
Oh, wow.
And I'm on a donkey.
Yeah.
I'm just going really slow. It was just a progression like of your level.
Yeah.
There was no paid microtransactions in the game. Not that I can really think of.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't know how to transition this properly, but Logan Paul.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So essentially what's happened
even the name makes me cringe. Why? Yeah. Logan Paul.
So after the whole sort of, you know, Ninja Drake thing, you know, popping off on Twitch, very quote-unquote famous YouTuber has come in and said
famous for the wrong reason.
Yeah, famous for the wrong reasons. Yeah. Has said, hey, I want to cash in on this. And so he's basically started up a Twitch channel. He hasn't actually streamed yet. So when I took the screenshot, he had a tweet here saying he hit 100,000 Twitch followers, but I just checked just before the show and he was over 400,000 and hasn't even streamed yet.
Oh my goodness.
Which is going to be insane. So do you guys think, well, I guess, have we started the apocalypse? Like, is this it?
Well, Logan Paul gets away with everything on YouTube. I feel like he's going to get away with anything on Twitch.
Yeah, although Twitch is a lot stricter, especially with their new terms of service coming through.
Yeah.
They're very, very strict. So I don't think he would get away with it.
It's Logan Paul, though.
I don't know. People have been banned for like minor things on Twitch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen like a few accidents that people get banned on.
I feel like, if he didn't get banned, if he said something, a lot of the community would just create like a big fuss. So I think if he does something wrong, he will get banned very quickly.
Before we all crap on Logan Paul, I do want to just say, do you think, so with the Drake being on Twitch, he reached 600,000concurrent viewers.
Yeah.
Do you think Logan Paul will reach this?
Logan Paul is well known. No.
He is well hated, meaning he'll get both people there.
No, see, the thing with a celebrity like Drake, they're like a legit celebrity. I guess. I don't want
to... To 15-year-olds, Logan Paul is a legit celebrity.
True, Logan Paul is a legit... Like, we all hate... Do you hate him? Dislike him. Hate is such a strong word.
We all dislike him. Dislike,
yes. That's in some way what he's also known for.
Yeah.
He has very out there videos that shouldn't be made, but they are, and they should be banned.
Yeah.
But he still gets away with it. And then he has the 15-year-old, which are like, yes.
I'm and how much, Paul. Like... How blatant they push their merch, and the kids are just so oblivious to how they market
the Christmas song or something.
Well, that was his brother. Yeah. The whole tune was like, buy that merch. That was like the main chorus.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that these kids will just, you know,
and they
buy
like their 2017 videos. Is like, welcome to my mansion. I bought this year with all my money that you kids gave me by watching my videos.
Like, it's just, it's like,
he didn't say that, but he might as well have.
He's just throwing it back in the face of the viewers, pretty much. Yeah. And all these kids are like, oh, that's awesome.
I think
Do you think he'll reach?
I don't think he will. I think he'll get really high numbers.
Higher than Doctor's Respect and...
I don't know, probably borderline the same as that.
Okay.
I honestly, because Drake is such a, he's like a kind of like a pop icon at the moment, I guess, and that opens up such a wider audience, just with him. Because I know there'd be girls who have never cared about Fortnite or gaming at all, that like, oh, Drake's on a live stream? Hell yeah, I'll watch this and just listen to him.
Yeah.
Just see what he's saying. So I think that's why that stream got so high. But unless Logan Paul has, you know, someone like Drake with him or anything, I don't think he's going to hit that.
You know what I think he's doing? I think he's not streaming because he's trying to build up his followers to build more hype around it, do it for like maybe a month, so he builds up this huge follower base, so that way when he finally does go live, he's already got, say, you know, like close to 1 million followers. That way they all get the notification. Mm. But I think he'll get close to 1 million.
You really do.
I'm calling it.
That's yeah.
Because why hasn't he streamed yet? It's been like over 2 weeks.
2 weeks has it been?
He posted that on March 19th was we just hit 100,000 Twitch followers.
I just hate this tweet that he put out.
The emojis with the winky face.
What's he say? It says, "Oh damn, low gang, we hit 100,000 Twitch followers in a few hours. All right, respect."
With a K.
My first stream is going to be so lit. Winky face, tongue out emoji, and then
arrow up top, and then fire.
Yeah.
Oh my god, who are fans with this guy?
Teenagers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think he'll get close to a mil. I don't know why, but I think he will.
Is there that many little kids in the world though that are?
Have you
watch
seen this? How many views his YouTube videos get?
No.
Most of them all get close to like 10 million.
Oh. Okay, so that might be a pretty reasonable number.
Yeah. Like he could like post a short, you know, like some streamers will post like a 30-second clip on YouTube saying, "Hey, you know, I'm going live in 2 hours. Come check out my Twitch chat."
Yeah.
You know, like guaranteed at least like 100,000-200,000 people are just going to click that.
Mm.
And then, you know, he's probably going to have like 1 million followers in the next couple of weeks.
Mm.
I don't even know. How did this guy get famous in the first place? Or how did he get build his following? Was he just from doing stupid videos?
Mainly just YouTube, just like vlogging. Pranks? And then I think
pranks is what he was known for, I guess. Just like just stupid
evolved,
things. Yeah.
Just kind of involved into the ridiculousness.
And then he sort of got that TV show on Netflix. Not Netflix, YouTube Red.
Yeah.
And you just get the persona,
I guess. So if you show yourself as a fool, then I suppose you'd have to create a YouTube persona as a fool.
Yeah.
You'd have to live that life.
But is it really a persona? That's the thing.
That is very hard.
I feel like it's just an exaggerated personality. I feel like he is a bit of a douche, and he sort of just exaggerated that to make it sort of more
entertaining. Anyone who earns that much money while they're young, out of like just making, doing what they enjoy, I think is always going to get a bit of a bad character, kind of. It's nothing against him, but it's just a natural thing. It's, you know, like the kid who had everything in school when he was growing up, the only child that got spoiled or something like that.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, he's done well. Like, props to him for, you know, like making something of himself.
And he's still, like, he hasn't fully,
reached his peak.
Yeah, I guess so. And he like hasn't fallen off the face of the earth after the incident a few months ago.
Like, he's still going strong.
He's
like,
still kind of recovering from that. It probably barely made it.
Like, but what would he have to do to lose his followers? Like, if that doesn't do it, like, would he have to actually like kill someone to like lose his followers?
I feel like he's actually like testing the waters. Like, how far can I push
the boundaries?
Yeah.
YouTube let me off with this.
Yeah, of course he knew when he did the suicide thing in Japan that he knew that was not going to go well.
Yeah.
He was like, "This is gonna either go really well, or I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this." So it was going to go one way or the other, and he was probably like, "Oh, what's the worst case? I lose a couple mil."
Well, he got so many news stories on him, which I feel like he gained more publicity.
Yeah.
So
honestly, I hadn't heard, like, I've heard his name before, but I hadn't actually gone out of my way to look at a video of him until this happened.
Yeah.
So I did watch the follow-up he did, that whole serious suicide documentary thing.
Yeah.
And that seemed pretty genuine.
I don't know him well enough to know when. His PR team's like, "All right, we got to do something. You know, everyone's hating on us. Yeah. Come on, we got to do something really touching and emotional."
Yeah. It looked like out of place for the kind of content he does.
Oh, yeah, for
it
sure.
It looked very out of place. I think there's a few stock footage drone shots in there.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I was like, "Oh, nice, man."
But the real
dishing out.
The real question is, who are we going to see stream next? You know, like, is Barack Obama going to stream on Fortnite next? You know, like, who's he going to be?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how many
Anything's
people?
Anything's possible. Barack Obama is producing a Netflix show.
The Oprah Winfrey show live on Twitch.
Yeah.
It could work.
Can you imagine how many people, like, that would get, like, 10 million.
Barack Obama? Yes.
Yes.
Someone like that who's, like, ex-president.
I would make, like, go out of my way to make sure I was able to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, someone like, yeah, Barack Obama, Kevin Rudd,
yeah,
playing PUBG.
Kevin 07.
Yeah. And he plays PUBG. He doesn't win, but every time he plays his seventh intentionally.
Ooh.
So Kevin 07 is back.
But yeah, Barack Obama, I reckon easy 10 mil.
He could definitely break the records. 100%. Easy.
All the news networks will be watching as well.
Yeah, it gets so much like publicity.
Yeah, so many people that you would love to see, like Stan Lee playing something.
I'm surprised that a lot of like famous people didn't follow along what Drake actually did.
Yeah,
if they saw how much viewers enjoyed Drake, the only person we see is Logan Paul jumping on this.
Yeah,
no one else.
Mm. Which is, you know. Who would really blow it out? People like Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Harry Styles. Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Any of those One Direction boys would just kill it.
Anyone in like the top 10 Twitter would just smash it out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could have like in the corner.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a big one.
That would be quite controversial, that one.
Seeing as he's against games, isn't he? He says games make kids violent.
Yep, violent video games, the whole thing,
And then, that would... Yeah, that wouldn't be allowed to happen. But if it did, it would
be insane.
Yeah.
And then they just have like a little ad in the bottom corner saying, oh, my album's out now. And then all of a sudden a million people are seeing this ad and, you know, they get more sales.
Oh, there's always the really annoying... Where they constantly advertise it themselves.
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, welcome to my stream. They keep saying the same thing like every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just so you know, my new album's out now. Mm. Go check it out at the link below. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But, you know, people are going to buy it.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't know. Twitch, man, it's a ever-growing beast. And I don't know when it's going to stop.
I don't think it ever will. I think it's getting bigger and bigger.
It is.
So weird, like. 10 years ago, you wouldn't even think that this kind of thing would happen.
People watching people play video games?
Yeah.
What?
Mm.
It's like, Mario Kart gets so boring after a while. can you imagine that? Back then, people streaming Nintendo 64. That would be interesting. But, you know, we've got... speaking of streaming, you know, your PUBG, your Fortnite. But very common now, those two Battle Royale games are evolving. I guess now they're taking the next step.
Okay.
And they've entered the mobile world.
Yes.
Have you guys jumped on this at all?
I have not.
Have you, Joel?
I have not. But I'm told that with the PUBG mobile.
Yes.
If they've played like one or two games, but every single time they've played, they've won.
Okay. Yeah. I find that I've got a sneaking. I'll talk about this later.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'll just do. So if you're not aware, you know, these games are huge at the moment, they're pretty much out of control. Fortnite has been pretty open about the whole fact that they want to port to mobile and stuff. We've had an idea with PUBG where they kind of did the China one only and then it just kind of went quiet a bit.
Yep.
And then Fortnite was like, all right, let's mobiles now. You can get it invite only access kind of thing. And PUBG was like, oh no, this is their direct competition. Mm. They're freaking out. So I think, they spat this game out and it actually, to my surprise, it worked pretty well for a mobile game. Had the whole map on there. And I was just like, well, how is this working? Like, this is probably better than Joel's old PC.
I watched an IGN's review of PUBG Mobile.
Yeah.
And they did say that the mobile is somewhat better than the Xbox One's version of PUBG.
Yes, that was a very common thing I heard as well.
How on earth is that possible? It's a mobile game.
The way the looting works on mobile is really interesting because you walk up and he just automatically picks up things that you don't have.
Yeah.
If you want to get into it, you can and rearrange it. But you think about doing that on this little touch screen. It's just too much to manage. So the way I played it is I'll pick up one assault rifle and that was it.
Mm.
I don't want to be swapping weapons and stuff. Just keep it nice and simple. But I've got a sneaking suspicion that there are a lot of bots in the PUBG. For some reason, I'm like, this is too easy.
Yeah.
I didn't win. I came second both times I played. So I feel like I killed...
Losing to 90, bots, Jordan.
97 bots, mm-hmm. and I found the one other dude in the server.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure...
Do you think that's just because the player base isn't as big, so like they're just trying to get everyone into a game quicker?
I'm not...
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Because otherwise, if you're actually waiting for that 100 people, you might have to wait, you know, 2 minutes instead of, you know, the usual 10 seconds to get into a game.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very trying to just fill up those spots.
I actually
spots.
Do think, yeah, that's what I think they might be doing. Mm. Just to try and fill up so people have a better chance to actually play the
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, when you play it and you kill someone, their name doesn't look like, doesn't say like bot 3361 or something. It's like a genuine game
XX
attack.
420 Leet XX.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't a,
that wasn't a dig.
But yeah, besides that, you know, I had heaps of fun playing it. It was interesting. The best thing I found to do was to get my gun, get my armor, my helmet, and all that. Just the essentials, bare essentials. Mm. Get in the car, just run everyone over. Because I don't know if it's because they're bots or because they're not used to the controls on the touchscreen. But I'm like, if I can get the hang of this, surely this other guy can.
Yeah.
But yeah, you start driving at them and they turn around slowly like, oh, he's driving at me. And by the time they can do anything, I just mow him down.
So it's the same as the Xbox One, where the most used weapon in the Xbox console versions were vehicles.
Really?
Yes. Because you could move the vehicle as much as you like, but to actually center on a controller, you have to be very finicky.
Yeah.
So you're always moving around.
Oh, okay.
So it's much easier to run people over than aim.
I guess the sensitivity and control is a lot slower than like a mouse as well. So it's a bit hard to sort of spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So vehicles were the most used weapon. Same with this now.
Do you think that the player base, the age is younger because of the mobile?
I think it introduces a lot, like a larger audience.
Yeah.
Because I've like where I work at the moment, one of the guys I work with, he's always wanted to play PUBG, but he doesn't have the money or the time to invest in like a big PC.
Yeah.
So when it came out on mobile, he was like, oh yeah, dude, yeah, awesome, I'm gonna play it. And then yeah, he loves it, so that's good, you know. But he knows as well, he's like, I can't help but this would be so much better with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah. But I guess there's probably like a lot of kids, maybe, you know, like under 10 years old, obviously don't have a gaming desktop, but all of a sudden they can now play it on their phone. So you could be versing, you know, all these like little kids that are just hopping into the game for the first time.
Yeah. I suppose people who younger generation who may just like look like bots. Because like you yourself, you're like, I know how to play this game.
Yeah. It could be like, I know this game. There's so many kids that their parents just give them their phone to play with when they're toddlers or whatever. And if, you know, kids are pretty smart at a young age these days. So if they're seeing this all over YouTube, and they see that it's out, like, oh, I downloaded it on mum's phone, and I'll play it on mum's phone.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So it could be simple as that, but I don't know. I got to look into this bot thing more and find out what's going on, because I think players will be pretty upset if they found out that it wasn't a genuine experience.
I still feel like it may be genuine in some aspect. Bots are there. If the bots were harder, then it'd probably be genuine, would you think? If the bots actually faced a challenge to you, would you call that genuine?
See, bots are such a hard thing because they're either ridiculously easy or they're ridiculously hard, because they can't really get that middle ground where they're like, you can't really make a robot human.
Yeah.
I guess.
That reminds
in the way that it acts, in the way that it behaves.
Yeah.
There's always a formula, I guess. So it's kind either of. Gonna it's either it either knows it's gonna hit the shot or miss the shot.
Yeah.
So you can't get that balance of looking like an idiot standing right in front of you intentionally missing.
It reminds me of in Black Ops, where the AI, if it was on easy, it would just stand there, but even on the hardest difficulty, it would just stand there, but all of a sudden it would look at a wall and then headshot you through a wall or something like that. Like, it, you know, it's just very, you know, it just stands there, but essentially it knows whether it's going to hit the shot or not.
It also reminds me from another Call of Duty title which is probably a bit later, where they actually designed the AI to be a lot smarter like actual players.
Okay.
To the point where bots will actually drop shot and not just stand there. they'll actually do tactics what actual players would do.
Yeah.
So the AI can be changed.
Everything
for that.
Always comes down to the fact that it's programmed.
Yeah.
And that there's some kind of random formula going on there just to mix it up so it's not the same thing, but it'll always act the same way, I think.
Yeah. But
you'll never be able to replace actual players.
Yeah.
I don't think. But yeah.
But still, it's a game that runs better than the console version.
Mobile. It is. I have played the console version. I've played the console version. I've played the mobile version. And I will say, I had a vastly different experience between the two.
Yep.
And I would say that I actually found it easier on mobile. Because the thing about console is the inventory system. It's just so hard to navigate. Because you go to hit a button, hit left bump to go onto this row, do that, drop this weapon, press a certain button to do that. It's just really complex, but it was quite easy to manage just in the mobile. But I also managed to play the Fortnite mobile beta.
Another one. Okay.
Yeah, I got an invite code for that. Not that I was actively looking for one, I just got one. I played one game of that, died instantly, so I haven't really invested much time into it.
But they felt like actual players when you played it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the fact that I could not survive the first 5 minutes of Fortnite.
Compared to coming second
each time?
Yeah.
Each time in PUBG, I think...
That could just mean you're really good at PUBG.
No.
You've won in PUBG, right? You come first?
Like once.
Are you good at PUBG?
Once in solo, but
same with you.
Yeah.
I've never come first. There you go. I can't talk.
Do you think this will, I guess, bring a rise to the whole battle arena sort of genre? Like now that everyone is going to mobile gaming, do you think there'll be games that are just for mobile? Not PC or not Xbox, but ones will come out specifically just for mobiles.
I'm pretty sure there already are some. They just haven't because they don't have the player unknown name the Epic Games.
Well, do you think that there's going to be any big viral ones coming out in the next month or two? Or do you think it's sort of just very Fortnite and PUBG and that's it?
I think at the moment it's very Fortnite and PUBG. The only other contenders I can see is if someone like COD, like Call of Duty, introduce a battle arena mode or something like that. I can see that contending.
Yep.
Like with an existing player base, it's already pretty big.
I would like.
Yeah, and especially for console players, because the PUBG on console is so janky and stuff. If you get someone from Activision, who they obviously have a lot more resources than Bluehole at the moment, so they can probably create a more polished, easier to use version of it for console players.
Yeah.
But, yes, I don't know. It's a tightrope. You got to walk, and you either fall on one side or you fall the other side. So.
Yeah.
It's tricky, but yes. Speaking of tight ropes, we got many weeks ago. We spoke about the Battlefront 2 controversy,
the microtransaction talk, which that word comes up in every single episode.
It does, and we should just embrace it at this point. I feel like,
sure,
yeah. Microtransactions. We love microtransactions, Joel. They give us something to talk about.
Love? Ooh,
So, Battlefront 2, if you don't remember, got under a lot of fire because it was pretty much making everyone pay to win. I guess you had to pay to get your favorite heroes, your favorite ships,
yep,
and whatnot. So, and then everyone was kind of boycotting the game at that point. It was like, screw EA, screw Battlefront 2. And that way out guy on E3, that's a crack up. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
F the Oscars.
Yeah,
F the Oscars. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who would forget that guy? And he's the developer of A Way Out.
Yeah, one of the head developers or something. But yeah, it was really cool. But now, based on all fan feedback, they have taken a backward spiral and they removed microtransactions for progression items. And it is now only for cosmetics. And they've unlocked all the heroes, so now you can play as any hero you like, any ship you want, anything like that. And all transactions are purely cosmetic.
A little too late.
Yeah.
That's my exact thoughts. Because I went to play this the other day, just before they put this update in. So the old it was still the old version. So I don't know what it looks like now, but and I couldn't find a game.
Right.
Which was really disappointing because I was like, this was actually like, it was a decent game. It was just plagued by microtransactions and stuff. So I was quite sad, but I might try it again next week sometime to see if I can get a game now that they fixed their formula.
This is why I'm so worried for Sea of Thieves. Because yeah. Battlefront 2 is the quite opposite, where it has the content, but it's muddled with so much microtransactions.
Mm.
And you played it, and you had no players, so you lost the player base.
Yeah.
And the game was out has been out for, what, 4 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where Sea of Thieves is new, it has no microtransactions, but little to no content.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to follow the same suit as that.
Yeah.
So I'm very worried.
It is. It's very concerning because I would like to play Sea of Thieves and I would like to enjoy it, but I'm not going to buy it if no one else is playing it because then I can't play it pretty much. When they rely purely on multiplayer,
yeah,
it becomes a bit of an issue. That's why Battlefront 2, while no one buys it for the single player, it's still there, I guess. And you can't really argue if you pay the money and then end up playing the full single player and going, oh, that was okay.
Do you think Disney should revoke the access to EA and give it to a different company to try? If so, what company would you think would be best?
I would like them to, but I don't think it will happen.
Like a hypothetical, which company would you like to actually see work on Star Wars and actually make a better one that's better than just EA?
Anyone should say Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naughty Dog. Or maybe even Square Enix.
Okay.
Just because I really want to see a Star Wars adventure game like Uncharted or Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I feel like one of those two developers, they seem to have got this formula pretty well down pat. So, especially Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog would be phenomenal.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, in terms of multiplayer, I still think EA and DICE kind of have that.
DICE does it well.
Yeah. But so if EA were I'm pretty sure DICE did the first one.
Battlefront. Okay.
Oh, Frostbite? Frostbite's the engine.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, in terms of multiplayer, EA does Battlefield pretty well.
Mm.
They handle that pretty well. So I just think they need to treat it as a Battlefield game, not a Star Wars game. And they'll probably sort it out okay.
You, Adam?
Adam's not really a Star Wars fan, so it's probably hard for him to say.
Yeah, I never.
Is
really
there a
got
company that you can think of that you like that would make the Star Wars franchise in a game that would be liking to you?
If I say Ubisoft, is that a cop out? That's the only real sort of like developer that I can think that I sort of like, even though they get a lot of flack. I don't know. Like, I can just imagine, you know, Assassin's Creed style, but with Star Wars
Assassin's
characters.
Assassin's Creed with lightsabers.
Yeah.
There's actually a rumor circulating at the moment that the, you know, the ditched Visceral program that was originally a Star Wars game, the Star Wars 1313 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently they're taking the assets from that and building it into an open world Star Wars game.
Okay.
Which is promising, but I don't think I've seen. Have we seen an EA open world?
I don't think so.
Not that I can.
Not that rings straight to my head. Yeah. So it obviously wasn't that good if they did do it. but yeah. So who do you think, Joel?
CD Projekt Red.
Oh yes.
What games do they make?
The Witcher.
Okay.
The Witcher. Yeah. Could you think The Witcher, like with lightsabers, Star Wars style?
I think
with sort of like melee weapons instead of like axes, you have lightsabers. I think would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why I think the Witcher style would, the creators of that would make it so well. Because they've got the sword combat so well, like, done. You've got monsters, you've got, like, spell-type abilities.
Yeah.
Then you've got a developer who doesn't really introduce microtransactions at all.
Yeah.
And still creates a great game.
Mm.
So, that's my thought.
I don't think Disney would do it with them, though, just because they seem too. Like, they're not small, but they just
seem...
They're
not indie developers, but they're not a...
They're not like a AAA.
Yeah, I'd say that's so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're borderline,
Yeah.
Just based off how well known that game is, or the games are. But, yeah, I don't think Disney would be game enough to risk it. Even though they risk it pretty hard with EA and it's still flopped. So. Yeah.
That's why I think it's like EA did
maybe they
terrible
they
with Battlefronts.
Yeah, they need to take a risk probably.
I guess so.
For it to pay off. But, you know, risks don't always work and EA will keep trying their best for Star Wars. We can only hope they fix it.
You gotta risk it for the biscuit, right?
It only takes three games, you know, like what's the saying with third time's always
third,
right or
third
something?
Time's the charm.
Third time's the charm, that's yeah. it. Yeah.
So you see, you
so
think
Battlefront
3
is gonna be golden, right? You know, I'm telling you now.
Alright, anyways, thanks for listening to another episode of Replay Podcast. Remember, you can follow us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/replayau or follow us on Twitter at replayau or individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
I'm at Adam Exley.
And I'm at Jordan Do Things.
And we also have a Discord, which is tinyworld.com/replaydiscord. And anything else to add for the final end of the show?
Back in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Fingers
crossed.
After the Commonwealth Games.
After the Com Games.
Yes.
Because you guys were busy with that.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
And then I'll just take 3 weeks to chill.
Yep.
Like always, like the past episode.
I'll overhaul the graphics again.
Okay.
So we'll have different graphics for each week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, we'll be back then.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.